Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
9-year-old girl life-flighted after motorized scooter collision with work truck. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 9-year-old girl was life-flighted with a head injury after she crashed her motorized scooter into a work truck Monday afternoon, according to Gillette Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson. The accident happened around 4:55 p.m. near Melissa Drive and Beaver Drive when the girl failed to stop before entering an intersection, according to Wasson. The driver of the work truck, a 27-year-old man, didn't see the scooter but felt the impact of the collision. A witness confirmed that the truck was not speeding at the time. Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds reported that the girl was found lying on the ground with an apparent head injury when a deputy responded to the scene. Upon arrival, emergency personnel transported the girl to Campbell County Health. She was later life-flighted to another hospital for further treatment, Wasson said. As of Tuesday, the girl remains hospitalized. Wasson mentioned that no citations have been issued, but the incident is still under active investigation. County mandates clocking in and out for salaried employees. Campbell County Commissioners have updated a personnel policy requiring salaried employees to clock in and out and work at least 40 hours per week. This change, approved last week, is aimed at enhancing performance and transparency, according to the policy. The policy also says they must keep track of work that they do outside of regular business hours. The Gillette News Record reported Campbell County has more than 500 full-time employees, and about 130 of them are on salary. The policy, which excludes the Campbell County Sheriff's Office and Attorney's Office, has faced mixed reactions. While some department heads like Todd Chatfield of the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport expressed concerns, Chatfield said, "I'm being told to do this by the commissioners, and the airport board is telling me they don't think it's necessary." Commission Chair Del Shellstead replied, saying, "I don't understand where all the pushback is from this. I really question why a board would be pushing back on it." Commissioners Butch Knutson and Kelly McCreary said they would support a trial period with plans to reevaluate the policy in 6 months. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.